George Floyd and Breonna Taylor were both killed by police officers. You hear both of their names invoked in anti-racism protests. The officers involved in George Floyd's death face criminal charges in Minnesota, but what happened in Breonna Taylor's case in Kentucky is still under investigation. Protesters in Louisville say until they see movement, they'll keep protesting. Here's Ryan Van Velzer of member station WFPL.
While the protests for racial justice have faded in many cities around the country, in Louisville, Kentucky, they continue.
I mean, I don't think a lot of people truly understand. All they got to do is give Breonna Taylor justice.
That's Dee Garrett, a protester from Cincinnati, who came to Louisville during recent protests.
Breonna Taylor was murdered. It's murder. It's murder. If I go in somebody's house and shoot somebody, it will be murder.
Police shot and killed Taylor in March during an overnight raid. The person they were looking for was not at the apartment and had already been taken into custody elsewhere. When police broke open the door, Taylor's boyfriend Kenneth Walker fired a weapon, injuring one officer, and that's when police shot back, killing Taylor. The mass demonstrations that began in May gave way to an Occupy movement. Protesters meet daily at a park in downtown. There are nightly marches, car caravans, and other acts of civil disobedience. Protesters blocked a bridge between Indiana and Kentucky, interrupted a ribbon cutting, and set up a banquet in the streets of a gentrified neighborhood. Louisville Metro Police have made more than 500 arrests so far. Shamika Parrish-Wright with the Kentucky Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression is one of the organizers who has occupied Jefferson Square Park since protests began.
We first immediately want to know that those officers immediately are fired and arrested and prosecuted.
Protesters have derided Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher for not firing the three officers involved in Taylor's killing. LMPD did terminate one, Officer Brett Hankison. He has appealed that decision. Fisher says that he did all he could before turning the investigation over to the Kentucky Attorney General in May.
People are assuming just because all of the officers were at the same scene that all of the officers did the same thing. And obviously they all did different actions. So the actions that we could take, we took them.
State Representative Attica Scott's district includes Louisville's West End, where many of the city's black residents live. She herself was tear-gassed in the first days of protests. Scott remains unsatisfied with city and state leadership and says it's up to residents to demand change.
Because we have systems that were never designed for us as black people. We're trying to operate and navigate in them, but it doesn't work.
In addition to wanting the officers fired, protesters are asking for systemic change from the Attorney General's office to the judge who signed off on the search warrants and police use of force policies. Louisville's Metro Council has passed a law banning no-knock warrants. It also requires officers to wear body cameras during search warrants, which didn't happen in Taylor's case. Protesters say those are good first steps. Reese Chenault with Black Lives Matter Louisville says this is all about fighting for their children. Chenault has a 6-year-old son who he says allows him to see the future.
He sees a vision where all of the things that we chant, Black Lives Matter, whose streets are streets, he sees a vision where those are totally uncontroversial things. They are, in fact, incontrovertible truths for him. These streets will be his streets. His black life will matter.
The FBI and the Kentucky Attorney General continue separate investigations into Taylor's death. Whatever comes out of those, protesters say the fight for justice will continue. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.